correct, right? You do believe in that?
I think the Earth orbits the sun rather than the other way around, and I think evolution's right. True, yeah.
And you believe in Darwin's theory, like natural selection, all that?
Yeah.
So my question to you would be, where would you base your morality from if you believe in Darwin's theory?
Reason and the human condition. I wouldn't use natural selection to build a moral framework. I also wouldn't use algebra or capitalism or geography to do it either. But none of those things contradict the ability to have moral intuitions or create moral rules or whatever.
You don't think that contradicts the entire theory of the strongest survives and the best genes win and evolution? You don't think that contradicts that entire theory?
No, it actually confirms and reinforces it, because you can scientifically study human moral intuitions, and everything about them is deeply linked to our sociobiology. Humans are a social cooperative species. And so when a psychopath acts like a psychopath, they may get what they want, but it literally causes a collapse of the population. It doesn't work for humans at all. So they actually used to do, maybe they still do them, I don't know. They used to do competitions on this where people would build really sophisticated simulations that try to show the best adaptable like behavior, and essentially a cooperative but retributive social behavior model always wins. A selfish one never wins, and an always just lay down and let people do whatever they want to you also never wins either.
So how does that observation prove to you that human beings evolved through Darwin's? How does that prove that we came from lower primates and the strongest, like chimpanzees, for an example?
I wouldn't use that to prove it. That stuff is all pretty recent science. The confirmation of evolution is totally separate from that.
Sure. But my question to you is how and why would consciousness spawn? Why as someone in the natural world, like a primate, how does the primate benefit from morality? And I'm asking you that because if you've ever watched a documentary on a tribe or a pack of, you know, chimpanzees or gorillas or any species, any mammal, wolves, even walruses, there is always an alpha. And as a human being, you would consider that a psychopath.
True. That's not true.
That is true. There is always an alpha. That's a fact. Should human beings act in that way?
No, it's not a fact. It's true for like elephant seals. It's true for all primates. No, not at all. Orangutans are solitary creatures. Bonobos are maternal.
We're talking about social primates. Bonobos are ruled
by a maternal hierarchy. Chimpanzees are not ruled by an alpha male at all.
That's not true.
Wolves are not ruled by an alpha male either.
That's also not true.
No, it is true. I've done research on this. The alpha wolf myth was perpetuated because they were studying wolves in captivity. And when you take wild animals and you put them in captivity, the stress changes their biology, their physiology, and their behavior in huge ways. This is known. Like famously, a lot of animals can't get them to breed. So when wolves were placed in confinement, then the competition, because of all the stress, would lead to these more rigorous hierarchical structures. But wolf packs in the wild don't behave like that. You get dominant breeding pairs of families. But they don't have like there isn't an alpha male that rules over the pack at all.
Sure. Let's just say you're right on that. So you're also saying lions only behave that way in captivity as well, right? There is no there is no lion, like elder. There is no alpha lion, right?
Said that lions do behave that way.
So, but wolves don't, right? Wolves don't do that in the wild. For sure, bro. For sure. For sure.
Well, this is true. Yeah, I just think, the guy that actually started, I always forget his name. I think it starts with a P. The guy that kind of started that myth because he did that initial research, he has spent the entire rest of his career trying to fix it because he realized it was wrong because the way animals behave in captivity is not...
There's no such thing as an alpha. Yeah, all that shit went away. I get it.
Buddy, if you're just a fucking pathetic little dipshit incel, I don't care, okay?
Oh, man, come on.
Animals in captivity don't behave... Animals in captivity don't behave the way they do in the wild. If you don't know that, then you don't know anything.
I never made that argument.
Yes, you did.
You did. No, you made that argument. Never said that once.
You made... Well, yes, because you say, actually, Mr. Peterson, third wave feminist, soy boy, bro. Actually, I did the research, and actually, all animals have alphas in them.
Holy shit!
No, this isn't true. Like your Jordan Peterson University and your Andrew Tate How to Be a Man course lecture that you took for that you for some reason paid $500 for. None of that stuff lied to you.
You can't answer the question, though. You can't answer the basic question.
I've answered all of your questions so far.
What do you benefit from having empathy? What do you benefit from having sympathy? How does that benefit you in the natural world? It doesn't. It's an outlier.
Because we're a social species.
Human being does not belong in nature. Fact.
We're a social species, and we live in familial and, I don't know what you'd call it, familial units, and then, like, extended familial units, like, with... Sure. Members that you're at varying degrees related to. And when other members of that population have empathy, it means that they are capable of engaging in behaviors that benefit your survival. Because when you are in pain, when you are suffering, when you are sick, when you are hungry, or whatever, those things are detrimental to your survival. So other members of your species that are able to recognize that and help take care of you helps you survive. This is really plainly obvious.
I'm just saying, if humans came from monkeys, why are there still monkeys? You can't have an atmosphere next to a vacuum. The Big Bang violates the second law of thermodynamics. Everything that's created requires a creator. Show me curvature. There are no missing links. Evolution has never been observed. The Earth is only 6,000 years old.
This takes almost no effort.
To the human being, not to the animal, not to the wild animal. To the human being, because you have consciousness and you have intelligence and you've been designed with intelligence.
Other animals are obviously conscious. What are you talking about?
That's why you understand that. Wild animals, when there's like a lion, if you're too hurt, if you can't defend the pride, you're exiled. You have to leave. Where is the empathy for the wild animal?
That is not true.
That's why you see monkeys offing their offspring. That's why you can watch videos in China of these monkeys throwing their offspring or going up running on another primate's baby, stealing it and bashing something on it. Some animals engage in behaviors like that sometimes.
Yeah. So are you saying you should behave like that, or like what are we doing?
No, I'm making the argument that the human being does not belong in nature. If you took the human being out of the world completely, the world would thrive. It would actually be better if we were gone. That proves to me we are the outlier. There is nothing like the human being on this planet. There's nothing compares to the human brain. And to me, that implicates that there is a greater purpose, that there is a reason. It's not just a coincidence, like you fucking geeks want to brainwash everyone. There is no such thing as gender. There is no such thing as reality. It's just, you can be anything. You guys are why
literally
the world
never
is so
said
fucked.
That.
You do, but that's what you stand for. That's the
no. I don't stand. I don't stand for gender
you
abolition
this
or
fake
whatever.
Shit. And when someone pushes back, well, cool, it's evolution, bro.
Why are you accusing me of peddling fake shit when you came up here and said, actually, every animal has an alpha in its member group, which is just literally false. So, like, the projection is insane. Yogi, you're muted. I can't unmute you.
I mean, I'm waiting for you to say something, bro.
What? I did. And then I said it's your turn to talk.
Bro, all I said to you was basically the human being does not fit into nature. If evolution was real, where are the dolphins evolving and they're becoming bipedal and they're making bombs and they're making math? Where are all the other species? Where? Why is it only human beings? That, to me, that is obviously.
You think that the only species that exists on the planet is human beings?
I'm saying intelligent. When I say intelligence, I mean human beings can literally imagine something in our minds, a building, anything, a car, a blueprint. We can map it out using math that we've discovered.
And birds can fly and you can't. So therefore you're inferior.
That's we can fly, actually. We can make a plane. Can the bird do that? Can the bird make a submarine?
No, they don't have to. The bird doesn't have to get a 9-to-5 job and waste most of its life doing that in order to build up the necessary resources to be able to fly a plane, which quite often crash and kill lots of people. The bird can just do that on its own, which is obviously superior to all of the struggles that humans had to go through to do that.
Can it go to the Mariana Trench? Can it go all the way down? Can it go fucking 30 feet down to the water? Can a bird do that unless it's a duck?
A bird can't do that, but there are all kinds of organisms that live on the bottom of the ocean. When humans try to do that, their submersible caves in because the PS1 controller they were using, the batteries died.
Human beings can do it all. We can do it all. In your world,
the last time we tried, they died.
What are you talking about? Are you really trying to say there's no marine biologists doing their own research? You really think it's just
ocean? I'm saying that when they try, they die.
Try
not 100% of the time, but it does
happen.
Yeah,
how do you think shit gets done? There has to be sacrifice. Like, what do you mean? That's how we've got this far.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think? Shit just goes perfect every time?
Yeah, well, if we were as intelligent as you think, then we wouldn't die trying things.
What do you mean?
It's self-evident, so I'm not going to explain it to you. Watching you struggle with it is too funny.
Nothing bad would ever happen. Is that what you're saying? Nothing bad? Murphy's Law wouldn't be real if we were all intelligent?
Yeah, no shit, because you'd be able to plan for and account for.
You are a retard. We got to bring this word retard.
That's nice.
You are an actual retard.
I don't
you
care what you think.
You profess yourself so wise, you've become a fool. You are actually a retard. I hope you know that. Wow.
So
the reason things
remember
are bad
when
is
you
we're
said
not
that
smart enough.
All animals have an alpha male in them and that was false?
I mean, bro, that's just
so
your
what do you call
like,
what do you call somebody that says really obviously false things and pretends that they know better than everybody else? Is there a word for that?
Yeah, it's called a professor.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. I think it's funny. I don't know. You guys are just pushing.
Oh,
bullshit,
you're a rage
man.
Bait.
You guys can't even admit reality. That you really can't admit to me that there's an alpha lion. That there's an alpha wolf. You can't tell me there's a strongest wolf out of the pack.
Buddy, you're just
like,
pissed off because. Buddy, you're just pissed off because she picked Tyrone over you, and so you've made
oh
your
my
whole
God,
identity
the
about.
Of
you've made your entire. I'm happily married,
speaks.
By the way. It's not a projection.
Keep fantasizing
so
about black people.
You've made
guys.
Your entire identity around being
you
pissed off.
You fantasize about black people. You're weird. You're
no.
fantasizing about black people. You're weird.
No,
you're weird.
I'm not.
Actually, you're a cook, bro.
A
go,
cook?
Go ahead. Finish this live.
I said
go, go, go worship the earth and jerk off to some porn, bro. You need it, man. You actually need it. You're stressed out today.
Not really. No, not from you.
It's all right, bro. Hey, bro, it's okay, bro. It's all right. We come from monkeys. None of this matters, right? Like, it's none of this. It's all what? For
we
what?
Are monkeys.
For random by chance. We're just primates, bro. We're just on a spinning ball of water. Shit just blew up billions of years ago. And we're just here. We're having this conversation. That's it. Nothing else is going on. Nothing to see here.
It's all
Everyone
kinds of things
on.
Going on. Do you desire for a magic man in the sky to tell you what your purpose is? That's the most beta shit I've ever heard of.
Who said God was a man?
Well, he has he, him pronouns. So now who's a gender abolitionist or a radical gender, whatever, reconstructivist?
Well, if there was a God,
do you refer to God as he?
I mean, yeah, there's a God, which
does the magical God in the sky have a dick?
No, because if God was a chick.
Okay, so you use preferred pronouns for things that God isn't just not a male. He's not even an organism. He's not even a Like, God doesn't even have biological sex. So you have a radical view of gender. You think that things that don't even have a biological sex can still have a gender. You've become the thing that you hate.
And what is that? A tranny?
I don't know.
Hey, listen. I'm going to just say this. How do you know all the shit? Can we do better?
No, I'm exerting my dominance over you. That's what's happening right now. I learned this from Andrew Tate, your hero.
You're toxic.
Isn't it funny how I have all the power over you in this interaction?
Babe, are you? Babe, you still
have? You have literally no power.
Babe, can you hear me?
I mean, you can try to flirt with me. I don't know what that's really going to do for you, but.
Dude, stop. Come on, we're done. You're being toxic.
Do you enjoy being my bottom?
Really? Babe.
Yeah, again, I'm the alpha. You have no power here.
Babe. Baby. Babe, can you hear me? Babe. Bro, you're so weird.
Remember when you said that all animals have an alpha? Like in their group?
Babe.
And that wasn't true? Have you come to terms with that yet?
Babe, let me in. You still mad? Babe, can you hear me?
Nobody's babe, mad.
Sorry. Babe, I'll stop.
Well,
I'll
you
stop
are. Like, you're really pissed off at the entire world.
Babe, I'll stop. I'll stop talking to her, I promise.
So it came in trying to sound smart, and now it's trying to sound funny. And it's just, it catastrophically failed at both of them. Which is funny, but, you know, we're laughing at it, not with it.
Babe, you done? Babe, come on.
Come on, what?
Like, what's the argument, bro? I just asked you a question, but you keep muting me and you don't want to answer the question.
I don't remember your question.
Of course. Okay. You believe in the Big Bang. I was probably muted when I asked it. That's why.
Yeah,
you believe in the Big Bang. Okay. Right.
Yeah, the scientific evidence confirms it. Yeah.
Okay.
The same reason you know that the Earth orbits the sun.
Okay. All right, sure. I'm glad you said that, though. There's evidence for the Big Bang. All right.
Yep.
What is the causation of the Big Bang? What was before the Big Bang? Explain that to me.
The universe.
Really?
No, I before made that up. The existence of the universe. I made that up.
Okay. So where's your evidence?
That the universe exists.
Okay, what is the causation of that?
Of the universe?
Yep.
Don't know.
Okay, so are you ruling out the possibility of a higher intelligent designer?
No, but there's no evidence of that.
Is there evidence against it?
That's not how it works.
No, it is. You're saying there's no God.
I don't believe in God. The Christian God doesn't exist. Some kind of God, I could imagine, maybe exists.
Is it an evil God? Is it an all-just God? Who is this God?
Can't be all-just, no, because there's people like you in the world.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Low blow. Not cool.
Well?
Really?
Well, you seem like a racist, red-pilled, raving anti-Semite, so...
Whoa, hold on. You just hit every buzzword possible. Why?
No, I only used three.
Dude, hold on. What did you call me?
A red-pilled racist anti-Semite.
Wow. That is, that's not something, you know what I mean? That's not something you can just throw around. I hope you know that.
Okay. What do you think about higher learning institutions?
Higher learning institutions?
Yeah.
You mean for like special needs people?
No, I mean like universities.
Yeah. Special need.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fine. All right. What? What about it? University. So what? Big what? Okay.
What do you think about them?
I think the majority of, you know, the university, especially in a, you know, let's just say a blue state, you know, a certain demographic of universities, they're Marxists. They believe in a, you know, the total collapse of, you know, tradition and everything that.
Did that happen?
Oof, man, I got a special documentary I could recommend, but I don't think I should say it on TikTok.
Yeah. So anyways, thank you for proving me right. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.